Launching into the second hour of the program. You can dial in toll-free, take control of the airwaves, bring up anything you want, 800-259-9231. A SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Coming up, Arca, well, you're going to tell us about gladiators and the kind of the new version of gladiator sports. When you get that ready, 800-259-9231. In other news, Homeland Security has junked their billion-dollar virtual fence, according to Wired.com.
Yeah, this is hilarious.
It only took nearly a year of hiatus and $1 billion in sunk costs. Remember, that's your money. But the Department of Homeland Security has gotten rid, finally, of the networked suite of sensors that have made up its virtual border fence. But some of its technology may live on as zombie border protection. The virtual fence cannot meet its original objective of providing a single integrated border security technology solution. According to Janet Napolitano, the Homeland Security Secretary, she conceded in a statement today heralding the program's termination. Not after they spent $1 billion, and I'm sure a good chunk of that billion went into whatever contractors, whatever politically connected contractors were hired to build the technology
sure.
behind this.
You know, this is what people wanted. They wanted the government to solve this immigration problem. They just imagined that if you wish hard enough, Dorothy, and click your heels together, that somehow the government will solve the problem with these illegal people taking our jobs. You know, and it's just so absolutely sad and ludicrous. Here you go again. Hey, the government can't do it. Really? You're gonna
Shocking.
Continue believing in it, though, aren't you?
That's right, because a new group of bureaucrats will come in, Mark, and they'll have a new plan with a new objective. Remember, the objective always sounds very, very lofty when it comes to these government programs. I mean, the objective was providing a single, integrated border security technology solution. Man, that sounds doable.
Yeah, I didn't
it's
hear
the 21st century.
Yeah, you know, I didn't hear the term gravitas, juxtaposition, or, you know, what some of their other buzzwords they love to use. You know, It's so funny that people keep on falling for this stuff. Keep on falling for it.
So, they've junked this program after they've junked several programs in the past. I mean, I'm reminded of the old FBI story, and it's not that old. Still, it's maybe a few years old, several years old, where as of the mid part of this last decade, the FBI still hadn't gotten email up and running for all of its agents, and they kept hiring these new technology guys to try to implement this program, and they just all end up throwing up their hands and leaving and saying, screw this, I'm not going to do this, I can't take it, or whatever their reasons were. They did not follow through, and it never ended up getting completed. They ended up putting that on the shelf, too. Oh, Mark, you are muting yourself.
Sorry, the FBI didn't have email. I mean, come on, people. I had email through Hotmail or whatever it was in 1998.
Well, somebody might say, Mark, that, maybe they were a little bit too lofty with their goals here. I mean, it was supposed to be, according to this, Boeing, by the way, was the contractor, which, of course, is an incredibly politically connected company. Boeing's SBINet was supposed to be the ultimate in anti-illegal immigrant technology. Miles of surveillance radar towers hooked up to the ground-based sensors that detected the heat of someone's footprints or the metal of a border crossing vehicle. Sound impractical? That's what the Government Accountability Office found in October when it lamented SBINet's well-chronicled history of not delivering promised capabilities and benefits on time and within budget. But what contractor wants to provide things on time and in budget for the government? I mean, if you all of a sudden discover that it's going to cost three times more than we thought, usually that means they'll go ahead and pull the lever and give you three times as much.
I'm sure Boeing's used to that.
Yet the Customs and Border Protection Office boasted in a fact sheet that it would ultimately cover 6,000 miles of the U.S. northern and southern frontiers.
Yeah, I was going to say, how are they going to find 6,000 miles down on the Mexican border?
But only 53 miles of border in Arizona ever actually got outfitted.
Hey, Republicans, I'm laughing at you.
Well, Mark, they're small government. Don't
worry. Right. Well, yeah, but this is the nonsensical aspect of it. The Republicans believe, and I'm pointing them out because they tend to be a little bit more for this whole, you know, anti-immigrant fervor thing. But, you know, the government, the Republicans love government. just as much as Democrats love government. They just love their government agencies to carry guns.
Well, this wasn't a gun program. It was.
Are you telling
program.
Me that the Border Patrol isn't carrying around guns? The people that are going to respond to this are carrying around guns? The Army buys pencils, too, Ian.
Right. So 53 miles. Mark, can you do that math? $1 billion divided by 53? Can you just pull that
I
up
don't think
for
my
me?
Calculator goes up that high. How many zeros are in a billion?
Dissatisfied with the performance of the program.
How do you spell incompetent?
Since its 2005 inception, the Department of Homeland Security froze the program in March for a review, and today it conceded the program was an impractical waste. But don't worry, they can just build a real fence. I mean, somebody might say that they were too ambitious, this was too much for the government to handle. I mean, this is the government, so let's keep things simple, and let's just put some metal in the sand. Let's just stop them with an old-fashioned fence. Now, I don't remember who it was, but one of our co-hosts was in here one night, I think last week or the week before that, Mark, and I think you were here for this, when we were played...
$19 million per mile.
$19 million per mile.
Yeah.
So, were you here when I was shown the video of the teenage girls shimmying up the border fence? Big, bad, red border fence.
Yeah,
that
I
they
did
have.
See that. Yeah. I didn't know there yes, I did. Okay.
You know, this border fence that the U.S. Government has installed in certain portions of the southern border, they had two 15-year-old girls who had not, you know, been known for working out or anything like that. Just your average teenage girls. They just had them walk up to this fence and shimmy right on up top to it. Right up to the top.
Right. You couldn't have made a fence that was easier to climb. Just your average hurricane fence would have been a more painful and more difficult to climb. You would have had to have gloves to climb it. But these girls just right up this thing.
So don't worry, though, Mark. They are not done with this technology.
And this fence did not look cheap. These were like giant metal pylons.
Huge pylons. It took some work to get those in.
I don't know how you could have made this fence to be more expensive looking, but they just climbed right over it.
Well, they need more drones, Mark. That's the solution here. Maybe a fence combined with drones, combined with everything. Maybe if they just throw everything into the pot, they'll be able to make it work. According to the story here, Napolitano said that proven technology will now be put into effect on the border. That means video surveillance from the guard towers and thermal imaging sensors, reminiscent of SBINet. And it definitely means unmanned spy plane flights. Later next year, a DHS initiative is scheduled to fly Predators all the way from California to the Gulf of Mexico, all to spot who's trying to cross the border. Only even with proven technology like drones, mistakes happen. In June, DHS had to ground its drone fleet after a plane lost contact with its remotely located pilot, a routine occurrence in the drone game. Still, the death of SBINet is a remarkable, if overdue, concession to reality. There was a time when the department argued the virtual fence reduces the United States of America's vulnerability to terrorism and protects national interests. And if you believe that, they had a fence to sell you. So now that they've junked that program, they're going to move to drones. They're likely still going to push to build more of this border fence that anybody can just shimmy right on up. And
so, you know, people need solutions to this problem. People rightly point out that there are people that are coming across the border that are, you know, coming here. They're having anchor babies. They're, you know, they're taking advantage of the welfare system, and they're not doing any work. That it basically, it's like winning the lotto for many people just to get across the border. And I think that's absolutely true. Here's a low-cost solution for stopping the problem of illegal immigrants coming here and you know, living off the largesse of the welfare system. Get rid of the welfare system. If you go and put your cat food outside for some of the cats that live outside in your yard, and then some of the neighbor cats come and eat the cat food, do you really have legitimate standing to be all upset at the neighbor cats? I mean, do you have the kind of time that it takes to stand out there with a fly swatter and smack the neighbor cats?
Yeah, Mark, we need more bureaucrats.
That's right.
Bureaucrats.
Right. I'm talking about a low-cost solution. They've already had the billion-dollar fence failure. Do we really need a billion-dollar border guard increase failure? Because when you hire these guys, and I don't care if you hire the military or border guards, you can't pay them as much as the coyotes can. I mean, really? Listen to me, people. Would you take $10,000 to look the other way while a truckload of Mexicans came through the border? If you wouldn't, the guy sitting next to you would.
1-800-259-9231. In fact, Mark, I'm glad you brought it up because a couple days ago I had some prep we never got to about a Border Patrol agent who, guess what? Turns out he was harboring some so-called illegals. Huh. the actual border guard agent himself was doing it. More coming up. You take control. It's Free Talk Live.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, No legislation without representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizeDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizeDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizeDC.org.
Not all protein supplements are created equal. One World Whey is the first cold temperature processed, 100% all-natural, unrefined, bioactive, grass-pasture-raised milk whey protein. Far from being another ordinary protein supplement, One World Whey is a full-spectrum nutrition power food in and of itself, providing overall life-building benefits that touch virtually every human's life that other protein supplements don't deliver on. What are the benefits? Boosts the immune system, anti-aging properties, helps detoxification, helps reduce body fat, excellent for building lean muscle, increases energy levels, enhances the feelings of youth, sports performance, exercise recovery. Who's it for? Busy people, hardworking executives, students, teachers, active seniors, people recovering from illness, office workers, construction workers, and high-performance athletes. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
New year, new way to smoke, and it's totally wicked.
Introducing Totally Wicked e-liquid electronic cigarettes, the highest quality e-cigarettes in the world. With Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes, there's no flame, no secondhand smoke, no carbon monoxide, no tar, no unsightly brown teeth or fingers,
and no lingering smell.
Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes have a battery charge that lasts up to 8 hours. Plus, with a Totally Wicked Tornado model, the average pack-a-day smoker is likely to save over $1,000 a year. The Totally Wicked Tornado provides a storm of vapor. See it at totallywicked-eliquid.com. That's totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. Get a 15% discount with promo code GCNLIVE. Go to totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. That's 888-761-9425. Or online at totallywicked-eliquid.com. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes.
The next generation of alternative smoking.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll free. 800-259-9231. Your thoughts certainly welcome on whether we're talking about the immigration issues we are right now, or you can bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. It is up to you. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there. We've got archives, so if you've missed a moment of the show, you can just click and download. They're right there on the front page of the website. Right there at the top, as a matter of fact, you get the last week's worth, and if you click into the archive section, you'll go all the way back to late 2006. All of it is completely free at freetalklive.com and courtesy of HostGator.
HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting. They make it easy for you to get your own .com domain name. You can create your very own website with their easy-to-use free site builder tools and more than 4,500 website templates that they have. There's a 99% uptime guarantee, 45-day money-back guarantee, 24/7 technical support, free domain transfers, free file transfers, free database transfers, free script transfers, and your first month completely free. HostGator.freetalklive.com. That's HostGator.freetalklive.com.
So we've been talking about the immigration issue, and what this brought this about is a Wired piece that points out that this billion-dollar program has been junked. The virtual fence program with Boeing's SBINet technology, which was supposed to be the ultimate in anti-illegal immigrant technology. It's been junked after the federal government spent $1 billion of your taxpayer dollars on the program. So that's done. But they're not done, of course. They're not going to go in the direction you suggested, Mark, and that is get rid of the welfare program and roll back the government's control over people's lives so it doesn't matter if people come here to try to milk the system.
Right. I can tell you that the best thing for the American economy right now would be to open the borders up. You think we have a problem here? Imagine what an influx of people who want to work hard for a better life and are willing to do it at a slightly less rate would be for this economy. I mean, all those people drive cars. All those people will live in houses. All those people will eat food. All of those people will go to movies. All those people will do all of the things that we... Just more people consuming more stuff. If you want to bring this economy back and you want to bring it back in 3 months, open that border up.
So that's not what they're going to do. They're going to bring some more technology into play. They're going to spend some more money on a different technology program. But this time, it'll work because the Democrats are in charge.
Yay.
You don't believe that, right?
No, I don't believe it for a second.
Yeah. Because the Democrats really aren't any different than the Republicans. It's just convenient that they keep changing out roles. That way they can always blame each other. Well, it wasn't us. We didn't do it. It was the Republicans that, you know, their program with Boeing. This time we're going to team up with Lockheed, and we're going to get the job done.
You know, it's funny. I mean, you can see that some Americans are waking up to it with the Tea Party movement and that kind of thing. They saw from 2000 to 2006 that...
I don't know if the Tea Parties are awake to it.
Some Americans are awake. And, I mean, you're just making a blanket statement about Tea Partiers.
You did, too.
I said some Americans with the Tea Party movement.
Like the Tea Partiers.
That's all I said. I made a very specific statement that is true. You made an incorrect statement.
Okay, I heard you say some Americans like the Tea Party movement.
Some Americans with the Tea Party movement are waking up to the problems that we have. They saw from 2000 to 2006 that, you know, the government, the Republicans weren't going to fix the government. They saw from 2008 to 2010 that the Democrats can't fix the government. And they're trying to figure out other things to do to fix it. But they just keep on using the same top-down, command-to-control, let-the-government-do-it mentality. Even the Tea Partiers. I mean, they in many of their events, they'll have things like, well, I got to stop the illegal immigrants and fight some wars and all that other stuff. At the same breath, talking about lower taxes.
Right,
it's
they'll
crazy.
Say, right, exactly. They'll say on one hand that they want smaller government, but on the other hand, when you propose something like you did, Mark, you proposed getting rid of welfare entirely. Now, we talked in detail last night about how that doesn't mean not helping people. It means helping people on a consensual basis. It means allowing charities and mutual aid societies to spring up and to take care of the people that need to be taken care of. So it's not this kind of, it's not this really callous viewpoint or anything like that. It's just to say, get the government out of this.
It's a disaster. It's a disastrous system, and it needs to be stopped.
But the Republicans will typically respond to that. The so-called small government Republicans will just simply respond to it by saying, well, we can't do that.
It's not possible.
Or they'll say something like that, that it's just not within the realm of possibility. Well, why not? Well, because you don't have the political gumption to move forward with an idea like that?
Apparently, what is within the realm of possibility is turning over the immigration problem to the government. Because we can, you know, spend $1 billion on 53 miles of fence that, you know, that languishes to the point that the government gives up on a program. I mean, imagine how disastrously flawed a program must be for the government to give up on it.
That's true.
The Department of Homeland Security, of all of them, is, inefficient, and they gave up on it. Come on. I mean, this is politically viable?
Well, But, Mark, it's always easier for the politicians to push for more government because, well, that's what government does, is it makes itself bigger and it makes itself more intrusive.
Sure does.
And then they'll be popular with the government people. If they, you know, they'll be much more popular with them if they make the government larger as opposed to shrinking it. And then, you know, the government unions and folks
lots of more jobs. Jobs for bureaucrats doing nothing.
So people don't even think that ending welfare is a possibility. And so, therefore, because that's not even an option in their minds, the only option is to grow the state. You're not going to take away the bowl of milk, as you were talking about before, for the stray cats. They refuse to take away the bowl of milk. So, therefore, their only choice in their mind is to start putting up barbed wire fences, putting out landmines.
You wish it was barbed wire. I mean, these fences are made of giant metal pylons that could be shimmied up in a moment.
Yeah. But this is the idea, though, right? They're putting up all these barriers, and they're hiring guards to guard from the stray cats that are coming for the milk. And so there's never enough of this. There's never an end to the amount of guards that they can hire, especially when you start hearing stories like that we're going to tell you about right now out of NBCSanDiego.com, where investigators who searched the Imperial Beach home of a U.S. Border Patrol agent said they found an undocumented man in a hidden room, along with evidence of drug dealing. According to the FBI, Marcos Manzano Jr. was arrested, 26 years old, was arrested at the Imperial Beach Border Patrol Station and stands accused of harboring illegal immigrants, including his own father.
Oh, my.
Around 6 a.m. Tuesday, a SWAT team raided his house. And he was arrested, suspected undocumented immigrant Jose Morena, Garrido Morena, also age 26. Neighbor said, it seemed like a movie. It was a big scene. Seems impossible. They were everywhere. They went inside every house. We couldn't get out. It was crazy. According to a complaint unsealed in district court in San Diego, Garrido Morena had been living at the residence along with Manzano and the accused agent's 46-year-old father, Marcos Manzano. The elder Manzano faces federal immigration violation charges in the case, and they've gone to court. Plus, there were 61 grams of methamphetamine that were inside the suspect's home, as well as packaging material indicating a drug-dealing operation. Remember, this guy is a Border Patrol agent, or presumably was a Border Patrol agent, but it just proves our case, which we've been making for years on this program, and that is, it doesn't matter how many border guards you hire.
It doesn't matter what you pay them either.
No, because the people that want to move product and people into this country through whatever channels will find a way to pay the right people off, so the right people on the border guard look the other direction and they get cash payments as a result of that. They can use that money to, you know, make some payments on their house, make some payments on their car, send their kids to college, stuff like that. There are all kinds of reasons for people to take that money because they know in their hearts that there's no real harm in letting people and products come here. So they'll just take the money and look the other way. More coming up at 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209. And the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
As a homesteader attempting to live sustainably, I was floored by the amount of information in this book.
Dear Linda, I would be hard-pressed to express how much you have impacted my life.
I'm amazed by the wealth of the author's knowledge and the depth of the coverage in this book.
As we see more and more GMO foods on the shelves, this information is good to know.
I am thankful to God for you, Linda.
I can't say enough about this book.
Blessings to you and your family.
The greatest of effect this book has had on me and my family is that we truly see Earth's bounty everywhere.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one, because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com, one of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99, complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish M10 gas masks are $3 for $30, and Swiss filters are $3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll free. Bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. It's 1-800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website. Freetalklive.com is the place to go. We've got a lot of features there, and one of them is the wiki with over 2,000 pages created by listeners just like you. wiki.freetalklive.com will get you there. You can go there and edit virtually anything you see. wiki.freetalklive.com.
Uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies. That's what the readers of freedomsphoenix.com get every day. Readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com are constantly provided the detailed, real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship that we all have with coercive governments. FreedomsPhoenix.com offers up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go now to FreedomsPhoenix.com and sign up for their free daily dispatch. It's FreedomsPhoenix.com.
All right, so 1-800-259-9231. A little bit more on some commentary on what happened with this Border Patrol agent who has been discovered with a secret room in his home, found with a little bit of methamphetamine, and some so-called illegal immigrants. One of them was his own father. And it's just a perfect example of how it is that the prohibition does not work. Prohibition of drugs does not keep drugs out of the country. In fact, prohibition of drugs doesn't even keep drugs out of prisons.
Yeah, it's absolutely true.
The prohibition of people also does not work. How many times do the American people need to be taught this lesson? Or how many times have they been taught? Have they actually been taught the lesson? Because if they haven't learned from the lesson, then it hasn't really been effectively taught, right? I mean, I remember learning about alcohol prohibition and how it was a miserable failure, and it only makes sense that other things would also be, that when they are prohibited, they would also be miserable failures. And indeed, the prohibiting of human beings crossing imaginary lines in the sand called borders has been a miserable failure. People are still coming here. and they will still come here as long as it's still a freer place than the place whence they come. So as long as it's not a total police state here, as long as the police state here isn't as bad as the police state in their home country, they're going to come here. So they're still coming. They're finding ways in. In many cases, they could just shimmy right on up the fence and hop on over, or come on in the sides of the country. There's no fence there. Just come on, get yourself on a boat or something like that, and come into any old port. I mean, there's nobody there.
Right.
Dock
this,
on a beach.
This is what many of the anti-immigrant fanatics don't seem to quite get, is that the second country after Mexico from whence people come, is China.
Mm.
China! Yeah. You think you can build a wall more effective than the Pacific Ocean? Please don't spend my money on that.
All we need, Mark, is more Border Patrol guards to work at the various different docks and the ports of the country. That'll solve that problem.
That's right.
More guards.
Because border guards produce so much in the marketplace, right? They make something of value that somebody wants to exchange money for.
Well, we'll just raise tariffs. We'll just raise tariffs.
Great.
How about that?
Because all the people in the United States will get such cheaper goods if you raise tariffs, right? It'll increase our welfare.
So why is it that it wouldn't work to hire more border guards? I mean, clearly it's a problem. They are saying this is a problem, people coming in here, so we need more border guards. Yeah, okay, we'll acknowledge that this one border guard...
People coming in the way they're coming in is creating all kinds of problems. It's the laws that are creating bigger problems than anything else.
It's just
the laws that surround welfare, that surround public schools, that surround hospitals, that force hospitals to give care. Those are the problems.
Mark, it's just a few bad apples with the Border Patrol. I mean, yeah, okay, they caught this one guy, and yeah, he was smuggling people and drugs, but he's just one out of a hundred. I mean, there's only a few bad apples.
Because they're only catching the ones that are breaking the law, right?
Well, I guess not. I'm sorry. I'm trying to pretend like I'm the border control advocate there.
I mean, it's really, does anybody believe that the government is policing its own in this arena?
Well, that's what they need, Mark. They need another layer of bureaucracy to look at the first layer, an internal affairs division, if you will.
Right.
For
we
the
need a government
patrol.
Bureaucracy like the one that built the $1 billion fence that only got 53 miles and that they gave up on.
These are people, Mark. They'll get the job done. Haven't you seen the TV shows?
Because the government is known for its bureaucracy. Bureaucrats are known for efficiency.
Mark, haven't you seen the television shows with the cops? They always have internal affairs, and they are breathing down the necks of those cops.
Yeah, that's right, because these television shows are going to portray what the cops want you to see. Otherwise, if they don't portray what the cops want you to see, then, well, they won't be able to ride along with the cops again.
Yeah. It didn't work for the Soviet Union, hiring different layers of bureaucracy to check the viability and the honesty of the layers below them because, well, guess what? They're all subject to being bought out. They're all subject to being corrupted. And they're all subject to eventually turning on the original program or the rules or whatever it was they were hired to do and just, you know, helping themselves out. Because they're more important to them than your country or whatever those ideas are that you believe they're out there fighting for you. Number one comes first. And for those folks and for everybody, number one is you. Number one is you. And you putting yourself in that situation, you can tell yourself right now, oh, I wouldn't take that money. I love my country.
But first off, I mean, you're not being offered the $10,000 or $100,000 or whatever it is that some coyote's going to offer you to look the other way when they bring a truckload of people through right now. But the other thing is, why do people believe that immigrants are so bad? People coming to this country to make a better life for themselves is so terrible.
Take our jobs.
Every one of us who's here, their family came from someplace to make a better life for themselves.
Yeah, but they'll take our jobs, Mark.
Which jobs are you talking about?
Our jobs.
Our jobs, right? Like, they're not your jobs, first off. If you think that the job that you work at is yours, you're mistaken. It's only your job if you're the employer. The employer makes the opportunity for something. They're paying you to do something. So it's not your job, it's their job.
Yeah, but those jobs need to go to Americans. Americans first. We're
there
better than everyone else.
Well, you know, I mean, as if adding more people to the economy won't be good for us.
You really can only have it one of two ways. You can either have a total police state, or you can have freedom.
And there's, you know, we're in the middle between those two points right now. We're moving closer to total police state than we are towards freedom.
Yeah, that's the direction that it's going.
And when it comes towards, when the issue is how many people can be here, you don't get to decide. You are not in charge, and you will never likely be in charge.
You'll never create anything that keeps them out unless you create that police state, because that's the only thing that's going to keep them out. They've got tunnels under the fence. They'll fly over the fence. They'll drive around the fence. They'll float around the fence. They'll do whatever it is.
Or they'll just truck right through, and the border guards will be bought off and look the other way.
Whatever. So. You can't stop it.
No. So you get to choose. What kind of America do you want to live in? Do you want to live in the America where you're stopped randomly as you're driving to work to make sure that you're not a so-called illegal? Just a quick citizen check here, sir. What country are you a citizen? Let me see your papers. Do you want to experience that? Perhaps you wouldn't mind the occasional, maybe once a week, home search, you know, where your friendly neighborhood SS officers come by and they, you know, just take a quick peek. Just, you know, looking through your cabinets and checking the walls just to make sure there's not any hidden walls or hidden rooms. As this guy found, this guy's father was hiding in a hidden room in this guy's house, this Border Patrol agent. So we're going to need to just send in some teams here now and then, just going to random spot check throughout the neighborhood. Just going to make sure that, you don't know when we're going to come, but don't worry, we're out looking for those illegals, and they might be in your house. You may not know they're there, so we're just going to have to come in and take a look around. It's in the best interest of the country. I mean, how much of this do you want to put up with? How far do you want it to go? Do you want to be working at your job, or maybe your business owner, perhaps, and have the federal goons come in with their guns pointed at you and your employees as they check through your files to make sure that everybody's got themselves a Social Security number and's been paying taxes? How much more do you want of this? Because it's all coming down the road. They have it all planned out. I mean, we're already seeing the TSA searching people on the side of the road after they pull over a Greyhound bus. They're looking for so-called immigrants. Of course, they're also looking for drugs and other things like that. But it's just all intrusions upon your privacy.
Don't forget the random checkpoints that are within 100 miles of both north and south borders. I imagine they can probably do coasts, too. Try to imagine if you drew a line around all the borders and the waterways, the oceans and that kind of thing. I think you'd cover just about the whole United States. You'd certainly cover Florida.
Or would you prefer to live in an America where people are free to come and go as they please and live and love and do what they want, so long as they aren't aggressing against people? Peaceful people. That's the place I want to live. More coming up at 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
The holiday season provides a great opportunity to share a vision of freedom and how we'll get there. And all of the inspirational and beautifully illustrated publications from BigHeadPress.com are great tools for sharing the freedom message with thoughtful stories, and they are extremely entertaining and a pleasure to read. Just one of the many imaginative graphic novels from BigHeadPress.com is Escape from Terra. Humanity is going to space, and government is not invited. Space pioneers seeking wealth and freedom in outer space. Check out BigHeadPress.com.
Are you on any medications? Are you getting your meds at a local pharmacy? If you are, you're likely paying more than you have to. There is a better way. Discount Prescription Services will get you your meds at discounts as high as 70%, and they'll deliver them right to your door. All you have to do is go to meds.freetalklive.com and click Become a Member on the left side of the page. Their customer service is excellent. They'll walk you through every step, and you'll save big time. Meds.freetalklive.com.
Your natural, organic, herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Forget everything you've been told about long-term food storage. When all hell breaks loose, you'll need the single most effective way to get high-powered Delta Force nutrients to your family fast. Like any Special Forces Commando, you need a plan. You need a Black Hawk Down food plan. Introducing the Survival Sprout Bank from Solutions from Science. It's your countertop survival garden. Yes, grow fresh greens right on your countertop in just a few short days. Sprouts are the green shoots that emerge from newly germinated seeds, and they are powerhouses of living, easily absorbed nutrients. The Survival Sprout Bank is a complete kit with nothing else to buy. And with sprouts so easy to grow, even children can grow emergency food. Call 877-327-0365 or go to SurvivalSproutBank.com. That's 877-327-0365 or order online at SurvivalSproutBank.com. Survival Sprout Bank, your Black Hawk Down emergency food plan.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there totally free. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And by the way, if you want to help support this program, you can do that by going to promote.freetalklive.com. You'll find a whole list of things there that you can do to get Free Talk Live, say, on more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board, and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. Go to promote.freetalklive.com. To do that. By the way, Free Talk Live is brought to you by SACL CAI. They have a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful. They record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy, so your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner at freetalklive.com. That's SACL CAI. It's right there at the top of our banner column. 800-259-9231. Hey, since we're on the topic, we haven't done corrupt cops in a little while. We just told you a story about a Border Patrol agent who was busted for, harboring so-called illegal immigrants. But it's not just the Border Patrol that is affected by corruption. It's any government bureaucracy. Any government law enforcement bureaucracy is subject to the corrupting influences of the black market. Anytime anything is prohibited, it doesn't matter what it is. As long as there's a demand in the marketplace for the product or service, or in this case, the people, in the case of the Border Patrol, the people that have been prohibited, someone will step in to fill that void in the marketplace. Someone will step in to sell that methamphetamine and create that methamphetamine. Someone will sell the marijuana. Someone will sell the alcohol if that's what's been prohibited, or the guns, or whatever. Or in the case of people, the coyotes will step in to trade in people and to sell people into slavery. So the black market is a very, very powerful influence, because once something is prohibited, it goes into the underground, and therefore everybody that is dealing with that product or service has to make a good amount of money, because they're taking a significant risk. I mean, the guy that they busted for, the Border Patrol agent, he's looking at, you know, some pretty serious time in jail as a result of that. And so there's a lot of risk involved, and therefore the people that are involving themselves in that black market are taking a significant risk, and they want to get rewarded for that. So that's why the prices of drugs go up by something like, you know, marijuana is 5,000% higher than it should actually be, some absurd amount.
I mean, it's a weed. It can grow just about anywhere.
Yeah. So there's a lot of influence here. This money has some real sway in how people end up behaving. And indeed, the folks over at StopTheDrugWar.org are Johnny on the spot with keeping track of the corrupt cop stories from around the country. They do it on a weekly basis, but we don't get a chance to talk about it every single week, so we'll just share the most recent, one of the most recent episodes with you here. This one from, I believe, about a week ago, from StopTheDrugWar.org. In Nashville, Tennessee, a former Nashville police officer was found guilty December 20th of lying when purchasing weapons that he intended to smuggle to Guatemala. Edwin Ronald Morales was one of five people indicted in 2009 on charges of conspiring to purchase illegal weapons to be smuggled to Guatemalan drug traffickers. He was found guilty of two counts of making a false statement for falsely representing himself as the actual buyer when he was really giving the guns to a co-defendant to be smuggled out of the country. He faces up to 10 years in prison on each count. Again, former Nashville police officer in that case. In Beaumont, Texas, two. Now, you have to ask yourself, in the case of this former police officer, you know, did he make some connections while he was on the squad? How did he end up getting to the point where he was buying guns, essentially, to be smuggled to Guatemalan drug traffickers? I mean, you don't just roll out of bed in the morning and all of a sudden meet the right people in order to do that.
Right, I wouldn't know how to do it.
In Beaumont, it takes years. It takes years to move up the chain to meet the right people and have them introduce you to the right people and prove yourself to the right people so they'll, you know, introduce you to somebody. This is a long time process. So the question really becomes, how long has he been doing this? This is not, usually when a corrupt cop gets busted, it's not the first time they've done something. It's not a one-off. They're doing a series of these corrupt incidents, and they just happen to get caught up in some investigation.
Typically. Also, I have no problem with a man buying weapons.
I don't have a problem with drugs either.
Selling them to people. I don't care if you're going to buy weapons and sell them to folks. As far as I'm concerned, the crime is committed by the person, not by the tool that they use.
Absolutely. In Beaumont, Texas, two Beaumont police officers pleaded guilty in December to misdemeanor charges of tampering with government records for leaving a confidential informant's name out of statements and testimony. The officers also had their peace officers' licenses suspended for 6 months. In Cleveland, Ohio, the BATF agent, or ABATF agent, Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, pleaded guilty in December to stealing money in an October drug raid. ATF agent Stephen Campbell was part of a team raiding a marijuana dealer in nearby Lyndhurst when he began stuffing cash into his pockets.
Federal agents would never do something like that. This is only something that a local cop would do.
No, this is BATF. That's the Fed.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, and also a DEA agent on the raid turned him in. When confronted, Campbell insisted the only cash he had was his. But when he struggled to resist being handcuffed, $46,000 fell out of his pockets. Oops. Got red-handed, buddy. In McAllen, Texas, a former FAR police officer pleaded guilty in December to being on the payroll of the Mexican drug cartel, the Zetas. Former officer Jamie Bias had been arrested in a July sting in which he thought he was trading cocaine for high-powered weapons and body armor destined for the Zetas, the drug kingpins. He lived in a house owned by a Zetas member. The house and four luxury cars were seized by authorities. He pleaded guilty to an organized crime charge. So, I mean, just go down the list here. The BATF, regular police officers, retired cops, former police officer, another. Here's another one for you. Also in McAllen, a former police officer was sentenced to 27 years in federal prison for a drug trafficking conspiracy. Former officer Francisco Rojas had led a group that smuggled cocaine and pot into the Rio Grande Valley, but after being arrested in 2006, broke out of jail and fled to Mexico.
Wow.
Until he was arrested in July. He pleaded guilty earlier this year to conspiracy to possess cocaine and marijuana with intent to distribute. So you've got cops and former cops being drug dealers. You've got cops and former cops stealing money from drug dealers. In Niagara Falls, New York, a former police officer was sentenced to nearly 14 years in prison for this also in December for tipping off drug dealers to police investigations, buying crack cocaine while on duty, and groping a woman that he'd pulled over. Former officer Ryan Warm had pleaded guilty in April to three felonies in exchange.
I always wonder how many times does this go unreported? Because you can imagine
the groping, the
things like that. I mean, when you're talking about a guy in a position of power over a woman, and giving a ticket is a position of power. And I'll tell you, many of these tickets are $200+, mm-hmm. and that's what sex costs.
Yeah.
You know, so, or at least with a prostitute. And I'm not saying that every woman's price is $200, but I'm, you know, I just wonder how often does this occur that you never hear about it?
It's a good question.
I mean, how many women trade sex to get it, to get out of a ticket, or trade some kind of sexual activity in order to get out of a ticket? You never hear about it. Everybody just goes along their way. Is it one for every one time somebody gets turned in, or is it 100 for every one time that somebody gets turned in? I mean, if I were to complain about a female officer, you know, demanding sex for me for a ticket, people would laugh me out of freaking court.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I get nowhere on it, and I just wonder. There's no way to know.
In this case, in Niagara, he apparently was pleading guilty to 3 felonies in exchange for a 10-year sentence, but it got additional time added on after admitting threatening a prisoner who was set to testify against. He pleaded guilty to deprivation of civil rights under color of law, using and carrying his Niagara Falls Police Department-issued pistol during a drug transaction, and conspiracy to distribute more than 5 grams of crack cocaine. And finally, in Shakopee, Minnesota, this is all 1 week, by the way, 1 week's worth of reports. In Shakopee, Minnesota, a former Carver County Sheriff's deputy was sentenced December to 6 months in jail for stealing methamphetamine from the department's evidence vault. Daniel Kalo, an 18-year veteran, went down after authorities noticed the drugs had been tampered with and saw him entering the vault in a surveillance video. He admitted ripping off the meth for his personal use and told investigators he'd been smoking meth for about a year.
Wow.
Kalo copped a plea to a second-degree possession of meth. He begins serving his sentence this month. Second-degree possession of meth is pretty good. What would you and I get for busting into the police evidence locker and stealing something out of it?
Oh, my God. Can you imagine? I mean, they bury you under the jail for this. And this is, you know, this is the part that that people don't even recognize. When cops do get charged with something, they often experience a different level of judicial oversight than you and I do. They don't have to pay the price that you and I do. They just, their hands are slapped. I guess, even if he goes a couple of years in jail compared to what you and I would do, I mean, I don't know if I want to call it hand slapping, but they just don't have the same level of enforcement that we do.
The toll-free number here tonight, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Mark, you're going to tell us about the new Gladiator Sports. We'll come back and explain that to you, and you can bring up anything you want. Take control. Hour 3's next. Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nesquik. Try Nesquik 4-packs, perfect for lunches and great for kids on the go. Look for it in a juice aisle. Snack time is a great chance to sneak extra calcium into your child's diet without making him feel like he's eating something he doesn't want. Serve up dairy-rich foods like smoothies, flavored milk, frozen yogurt, and string cheese. He'll love the treat, and you'll love knowing how good it is for him. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.